43-40, Shelby County leads it after three quarters of play.
It'll be Collins basketball. McKnight, Purdue, Kaiser, Cochran, and Eads on the floor here for the Titans. McKnight, right side here to Kaiser. Stripped away by Beckley, stolen by Beckley. Going the other way hard, loses his balance, throws it underneath the basket, taken by Eads. On the floor for the Rockets, Beckley, Stoniker, Armstrong, Robinson, and Drain. McKnight, right side to Kaiser, right back. Right back to Kaiser. He'll shoot a three to tie. This one's short. Rebounded by Beckley. Left side, Drain has it. Swing the ball back to the right side to Stoniker. Back to Beckley. Left side, back to Drain. Collins in a 2-3 zone here. In the middle to Robinson. Nice pass down low to Armstrong. Lays it in.
Good ball movement by the Rockets.
Jordan now with 13. Lead back to 5. Left side, Kaiser. He'll try it again. This one short again. Rebounded by Cochran and missed it. He's a lot of contact. Dug out by Kaiser and he'll be fouled. And a lot of emotion spilling over from the sidelines.
My boy Kaiser said, I ain't afraid, boys. I'm just letting her go. Might not get very many minutes.
Kaiser, it's a pretty good look. The last one a little challenge, but that was a pretty good look. Collins cool. Going to take a timeout here. 6:44 to go. Shelby County continues to lead. They lead it here 45-40. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
45-40. Shelby County leads it. Collins basketball. Coach Gaither won a timeout. See if he draws something to get him a score here. McKnight looking to inbound. Looking. Finally gets under the basket to Cochran. He'll go up, lay it in. Not sure that was designed, but it worked. Lead down to 3 here, 45-42. Stoniker feeds to the Catlett. Right corner, 3. This one's short. Rebounded by Cochran.
That's been a little bit of a quick shot there by Keyshawn.
Dice kicks it to Turner on the right wing. Back to McKnight. Leads it off for Kaiser. He's going again. He's going to throw cross court to Turner. Down low to Cochran. Back to Turner. Out front to McKnight. Thought Charlie could have turned and scored there.
I do too.
McKnight now looks to the sideline. Under the basket. Nice pass by Kaiser to Turner. Couldn't get it to go. Too far under the basket. Coach Gaither wanted a foul, but I thought that was lost his balance.
I do too. I think he just came down front end.
It was a heck of a look by Kaiser. I'm not sure he saw him. The Dom was too far under the basket. Out front to Beckley, left side here to Drain, right back out front. 5:40 to go here.
So we kind of don't have to be in any hurry here.
Stoniker, 3, corner, good!
And as soon as I say that, Stoniker just rises up and drains it through.
Lead back to 6. He cross court to Kaiser. Baseline, Cochran, short jumper, no good, rebounded by Stoniker. Just a tough shot there.
That's 3 of those they've taken this half. I haven't connected on any of them.
Beckley looking to work on Cochran. Gets it away to Drain. Drain in the corner to Catlett. Back cut to Armstrong. Goes up. Has it partially blocked, but fouled by Kaiser.
Jordan, you know, doing his thing right there. Nice back cut. Good pass. Just kind of took advantage of Kaiser. He hadn't played a whole lot.
Armstrong at the line. He'll shoot 2. Free throw up. Rims out. No good.
Jordan, uncharacteristically, missing some free throws.
Second free throw by Jordan. This one, good. Jordan now with 14 and the lead at 7 with 5 minutes to go. 49-42 Rockets. Right side Mowder. Out front to McKnight. High post to Turner. Left side Kaiser. He'll shoot a three. Rimmed out. No good. Battle for rebound. Mowder feeds it down low to Cochran. Lays it up and in. Got lucky not to be called for a foul on that one. Leads at 5, 49-44. Inbounded to Cadley.
They're killing Collins on these back goalies.
Foul is on number 20. McKnight, his third, team fifth. At the line for the Rockets, number 15, Tyler Drain.
Drain will go to the line. He'll shoot two. Both teams, neither team in the bonus as of yet.
Another low scoring game.
Yeah. Free throw up by Drain, no good.
So they're kind of losing some points on the free throw line here. Had a chance to extend the lead a little bit, I'm sorry.
No, Rockets led by as many as eight. Drain trying to extend it to six here. Free throw, this one good. And Justin Ernst going to check in. He will check in here for Sam Kaiser.
Well, Kaiser gave him some good minutes, though. A couple of threes.
Shot was right there. Had a couple rim out. 4:10 to go. Shelby County by six. Knight back to Mowder. He's open from three. Rimmed out. Good rebound by Cochran. He'll turn around and has it blocked. And foul. That's a tough call there. That was all basketball.
Foul on number 73, Trey Stahlmaker. That's his second.
Alan Stahlmaker, his second.
Team fifth.
Cochran to the line. Free throw up. Good. Charlie now with 15. 11 of those coming here in the second half, trying to cut it down to a four-point game. Free throw up. Good again. 50-46. 4 minutes exactly to go here. And a timeout, Shelby County, before they get the inbounds. A full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 4 minutes to go. Shelby County continues to lead it here, 50-46. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Zaxby's Food has always brought people together, catering to the big moments, the little wins, the long talks, and the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zax Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
4 minutes to go. Shelby County leads 50-46.
No.
Shelby County basketball will stay full court pressure here. Shelby County's left a couple of points on the board, went 1-2 from both times at the line the last two trips down the floor. Armstrong gets it in to Drain. Drain working against Mowder in the backcourt. They're going to kind of try to trap him. Gets it away inside to Beck to Cadlett. He missed it underneath. Challenged there by Cochran. Rebounded by Turner. Gets it away to McKnight. Right side to Mowder. Swing the ball back to Mowder. Right side. High post to Turn in the corner. Back out to McKnight. Back to Mowder. Right side three. This one no good. Rebounded by Drain. And Drain got away with a push.
I don't know how you miss that.
I don't either.
He pushed him 10 feet.
And kind of right in the face
right
of the chin.
Yeah.
So Shelby County up three. Or up four with 3 minutes to go. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Shelby County.
Shelby County, number four, P.J. Robinson.
I don't know how you miss that push.
Armstrong
looking
at
him. Might be fighting between the scorekeepers down there.
Inbounded to Drain. Drain out to Stoniker. He'll shoot a three. Left wing. This one too long. Rebounded by McKnight. Davion going to challenge. Stoniker goes up, lays it up, and missed it. But we'll go to the line to shoot two. This foul on Stoniker. And Stoniker is the Isaiah Briscoe with his
back. That's a good thing. He never fouls.
He never fouls.
I read Blisco never fouled in his life.
Never.
Just asking.
So McKnight to the line. He'll shoot two. Free throw up and rolls in. Davion now with six. Eads and Purdue check in from Outer and Earn.
Is it the lead four or three?
I thought it was three. Got a discrepancy of the scorebooks.
I think it's three. 50 to 47.
Still having a discussion here at the score table to make sure the score is correct. So they got it correct, 50 to 47.
That says 49.
Oh, 49-47. Let's see. What do they have, 30 at the half?
I don't know.
34, 36, 37.
My man here has got 50.
I got 50 as well. Second free throw also good, so they'll correct the score down to 49. And turnover on the inbound. Dubbed over on a four by McKnight. They'll call a timeout. I'm trying to determine 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. I've had mine up, Scott. I've got that they've got 50.
John's got 50 here in front of me. He changed it to 49.
Yeah, I've got them scoring 20 here in the second half, which will put them at 50.
And
we'll see if that point comes back to bite them. But 49-48. So 49-48 as they discuss the score. 255. All right, so discussion was the official book, which is the home team, only had 49. I had 50 on mine. John Davis sitting next to me, keeps stats for Collins. He had 50. But evidently, as he mentioned, it must have been a three that it counted only as a two. But anyway, inbounded to McKnight. Collins trails by one. McKnight on the dribble out front. High post here to Cochran. Purdue with it.
Oh, throw it in there.
Gets it away to Eads. Ed Turner on the block just couldn't get it to him. I don't know why he didn't throw it in there. McKnight straight away. Two and a half minutes. Going to drive. Spin in the lane. Short jumper. No good. Rebounded by Drain. Good look there. Couldn't get it to go. 49-48, 2:18.
The thing is, with Beckley on him, Davion can do that every time. Unless they double on him.
Armstrong looking to drive.
Ooh, he lost.
Thought he got away with a travel. You're right. Back to Beckley. Shelby County with the basketball.
That's Soniker in there on Davion. Got an advantage. They need to get the ball to Trey.
Beckley on the dribble. Switch off. Nearly, boy, that's a tough pass. Soniker able to get it. He's going to drive hard. Goes up. Blocked from behind by Turner. Spiked it. Taken out by McKnight. Davion. Cross right side. Three. Purdue. Good!
That was a big shot by him. He ain't hit a shot in a while.
But Collins back out in front here. 51-49. 1:30 to go. Beckley with it. Guarded by McKnight. Collins man-to-man here. Soniker with it. Looking underneath. Gets it to Armstrong. See if Jordan can make a play. Looking to drive. Gets it off to Drain. Stops. Tough jumper in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Armstrong. Jordan goes back up. Scoops it in.
Whew,
it ties it up at 51.
What a play by Jordan Armstrong. That's just all effort right there. All effort.
Out on the floor. Full timeout, Shelby County. We'll take a quick break. 1:05 to go in this one. We're tied at 51. Listen to high school.
3.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
All right, back to check the books. Not sure what we can do. They've already came and measured both books.
He's got 51.
The official book of Collins has 51. I guess the official book of Shelby has 51.
She done got the iPad thing up.
I had originally 52. But so now they're going to give a point back. Now they're going to bring the book over and have a discussion. I've never seen this in a basketball game before. So they're going to compare books. 105 to go. If they put the point back up on the board, that would give Shelby County a 52-51 lead.
They done brought up the game changer on this thing. Now they're going to say they're down one.
So now they're going to change the score to 52. In all fairness, that's what I have on my score sheet. And it's by no realm of the imagination official. But it had to have been a discrepancy between a 2 and a 3. That was the only thing that would make sense. Looking at the score sheet, Tyler Drain and Bo Stoniker hit threes here in the second half. But they're going to leave it here, 52-51. 105 to go. Collins will be with the basketball coming full court. All right.
Here we go.
Not everybody's happy, but it is what it is at this point.
I think the score is right.
I think it is right. Yeah. Both John and I here both had, when they changed it, the original score. Here comes McKnight in the front court. 2-3 zone here. And taken away by Bentley. Up ahead, Stoniker. Going to drive, goes up, and misses it. Long rebound taken by Robinson. Gets it away to Bentley. Bentley with it out front. Being doubled, gets it away to Robinson. Robinson going to drive, gets out of the basket to Drain. He missed it. Rebounded by Turner. Gets it back to McKnight, 35, 36 seconds to go. Shelby County had 2 point black layups and missed both of them. Full timeout, Collins. We'll take a quick break. 52-51. Shelby leads it. Collins basketball. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
When you're on a zero-turn rider from Cum Cadet, you get more innovation, more performance, and more best-in-class features to accomplish more than ever before. Our innovative steering wheel control lets you work faster while making your line straighter. And AeroForce decks with advanced aerodynamics offer less clumping, better banking, and the Cum Cadet signature cut. This is zero-turn strength with zero comparison. This is Strongsville. Stop by Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN Radio.
All right, 33 seconds to go in this one. 52-51. Shelby County leads it. Collins basketball here. Shelby had a couple of big opportunities under the basket on that last possession. Couldn't get either one of them to fall.
Drains was pretty contested.
Good, and one thing to note, Shelby got not yet in the bonus. Collins is in the bonus. McKnight kicks it out to Mauter. Right side to Turner. 20 seconds to go here. Mauter straight away. Now he throws it away. Turner cut. And Mauter threw it off his hand, and Collins now going to be forced to foul, but there's still one to give here. 16 seconds to go. Another timeout. Full timeout here for Shelby County, so we'll take a break as well. 52-51, this time Shelby County ball. You're listening
You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
All right, Shelby County basketball inbounding in front of the Collins bench. 16 seconds. One foul to give here. Armstrong gets it into Robinson, and he's fouled from behind by Eve. Only a half second ticks off there.
Come on, Armstrong. Said he won the t-shirt.
Foul is on number 32, Nick Eve, that's
his third. Third foul on Nick. So the next foul will put.
He said, Nick
Eve. Yeah.
He's cracked.
All right, here we go. Armstrong in the inbound.
That's, he came real close touching that basketball.
Yeah.
Right
there. Inbound into Beckley.
You got to foul him.
And Cochran will foul Beckley with 11 seconds to go. He will go the length of the floor and shoot a one and one.
He ain't shot very many free throws, though.
And Coach Gaither wants a timeout. We'll just keep it here for during this break. We'll look up the free throw shooting numbers here for Beckley. Comes in, by my record, has not attempted a free throw on the year.
There you go. That's why I said, if you're college, you got to foul him. Cause I haven't seen him shoot one. I ain't seen every game. But
so 11.2 to go. Shelby County, Richland Beckley will be at the line shooting the opponent. I think there's a still talking about the scorebooks, which is amazing. 11.2 to go. Beckley will be at the line shooting one in a bonus. Both teams out of their huddles. Collins out of timeout. They put Purdue and Ernst on the floor here. Because if he hits both free throws, it will take a three to tie things up. Collins, as we mentioned, out of timeout. Beckley at the line. Free throw up. Good. Good, smooth stroke there by Beckley. Back to the line here for his second.
His daddy hit a bunch of big ones in this game.
Absolutely. Trying to make it a three-point lead here. Free throw up. Good. He hits the pair. Inbounded to McKnight. He's pushing it hard. Davion leaves off to Ernst. He fakes. Gets it back to McKnight. And ball's on the floor. Get to the Cochran. Corner. Three for the tie. Got it.
Hit the bonus shot.
Hit it to overtime. What a shot by Charlie Cochran. And we're going into overtime. Holy cow. We'll take a break and we'll have the overtime period for you. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry. from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
All right, we're tied at 54 as we head to overtime. Big three in the corner by Charlie Cochran.
Ty, drink more.
It'll be
overtime is not good for my bladder, I can tell you.
Cochran will jump it up here against Robinson. We'll reset lineups to see. We got McKnight, Eads, Cochran, Turner, and Purdue. And then Shelby County, Robinson, Drain, Beckley, Stoniker, and Armstrong. Pass controls by Cochran to Nick Eads, and he'll hand back to McKnight. And Collins has not led in this one in a long time. Trying for a lead here. Under the basket, Cochran wide open to lay it in. What a look by Davion McKnight. 56-54. Just underway here in overtime. Beckley with it on the wing. You know, give it to Beckley. Two big free throws there. Good ball fake by Stoniker. Good ball up and under fake. Off the ball, lays it in. And we're tied at 56. McKnight back in the front court for the Titans. Left side to Purdue. In the corner here to Turner. Right back to Purdue. Takes the ball screen. Picks right side to McKnight. In the corner to Turner. Dom's been really quiet since early in this one. McKnight looking to drive. Short shuffle in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Drain. Tough shot there by Davion.
I think they just need to take their time and get the ball to Cochran on that baseline.
Beckley gets through the double team, and Drain standing on the sideline.
Say what, though, we mentioned Charlie's big three at the buzzer, but how about man, Beckley go up to the line? I mean, you know, that's a big free throw. You're up with one. Haven't shot a free throw all year, and you go up and drain two big ones. You got a hats off to Richard. Is it Richland? Richland Beckley.
Collins basketball tied at 56 here. Left side to Purdue, in the corner to Turner. Right back to Purdue. Ball screen here, Purdue. Gets it to McKnight, in the corner to Turner. Right back to McKnight. Looking to drive in the lane. Kicks it to Purdue. Corner three. This one no good. Well off everything. Turner with the rebound. Kicks it out to McKnight. Floater in the lane. Banks it in.
Hey, what? Nice play there. But Dom's got to be more great
for him.
Dang, Dom's cramping up too. If you're Kyle Shelby Kane, you go right at him. Struggling walk with his limp there. Looks like B-Rad coming out of the bathroom today.
Oh, boy. 58-56. Beckley. Guarded by McKnight. Gets it away to Robinson. Stoniker drives down the lane. Banks it in. Another big answer by Stoniker. He now has 15, and we're tied again at 58-150. To go in overtime, McKnight penetrates. Kicks it out to Purdue. Back out front to McKnight. He'll take a ball screen. Looking to drive. Gets in the corner to Turner. He'll shoot a three from the corner. Good! Dom had not scored since the first half. He's now got 11. Drain to answer three. Got it! And this one goes back and forth. What a game. And we're tied at 61.
Feel like I'm watching Carolina and Kentucky. I was a little more nervous that game, though. Just ask somebody. They'll tell you.
108 to go here. McKnight drives, kicks to Turner, doesn't let this one go, instead posts it back to McKnight. 1 minute exactly to go, back to Turner. Right back to McKnight. Not sure Collins, they're going to try to play for one, Scott.
It's a long way to hold it.
Right back to Turner, 49 seconds to go. McKnight drives, kicks to Purdue. Purdue right back to McKnight, 40 seconds now to go. McKnight drives. Picks it up, gets it to Turner, right back to McKnight. Holding the ball near the midcourt line. Now the count is on. He'll put it on the floor, 28 seconds. Nearly lost it. Drives, kicks to Purdue. Purdue out to Turner. 21 seconds. Dom with it out, guarded by Armstrong. Better put it on the floor. There we go. Finally did, or it's going to be a five-second call. Picks his dribble up, gets it away to Eads. Right back to Turner, 8 seconds, and Coach Gaither will call a timeout. So Collins has held the ball for nearly, a minute 20 or so. And they'll take a timeout with 8 seconds to go. Justin Ernst off the bench. He'll check in. And we'll keep it here, Scott. Seeing a couple of big shots both ways here going back to the end of the fourth and overtime. What are you designing here with 8 seconds to go?
I think you get Davey on the ball at the top of the key. They'll come out 2-3, I would say. And just try to, he's been getting in there 2-3 or not, get inside the lane. And, you know, you're checking it a little. He can get the ball, he's shot off over. If they got Beckley on him, especially over him, or try to, drop it off for Cochran. What you got to worry about here if you're Shelby County is the offensive rebound. Cochran and Don both are really good offensive rebounders. If Collins gets the ball, he's shot up, you know, with 2 seconds or so, got to watch that offensive putback.
You know, another thing you got to be careful, too, Collins, over the back call on an offensive rebound. Both teams in the bonus. So 8 seconds to go. Collins basketball tied here at 61 in overtime. Heck of an ending to this one. Charlie Cochran hit a three at the buzzer to force overtime. And a couple of big back-to-back baskets.
Collins coming out. And Shelby coming out man-to-man. I think you're going to see Davion take the ball right to the basket.
Inbounded to McKnight. 7 seconds. He's going to get it by Stoniker. Going to drive over the basket. He's hammered and will go to the line. And unbelievably, I can't believe he didn't think it was a foul.
Yeah, he fouled him.
That'll be four on Stoniker. And McKnight will go to the line to shoot two.
Shelby with two timeouts. You think they might call one right here.
And 3.8 seconds to go. McKnight at the line. Free throw up. Good. Nothing but net. Hit the center of that one. And as you said that, Coach Gates will take a timeout here. And we'll take a quick break as well. 62-61, 3 seconds to go in this one. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Different flavors make the world go around. And now try the flavor of hot honey mustard on the boneless wings meal. Served with crinkle fries, Texas toast, and a 22-ounce drink. Friends, family, flavor, Zaxby's, indescribably good. Zaxby's Chicken Finger Plate Meal. Served with 4, 5, or 6 chicken fingers, crinkle fries, Texas toast, coleslaw, Zax sauce, and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's underwrites WXLN Radio.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
All right, 3.8 to go in this one. We'll resume action with Davion McKnight at the line for his second of two free throws. Collins lead 62-61. I think Shelby County still with one timeout, Scott. Is that right? I believe that's right.
That's what it says on the board, but who knows?
All right, McKnight at the line. And as Scott mentioned a minute ago, with 3.8, you're going to get a shot off here regardless, make or miss. So McKnight, free throw up, and rolls in. Inbounded to Beckley. Beckley pushing it. Does heave one at the buzzer. No good. And Collins somehow stays off a brilliant effort by Shelby County. And they win it here tonight in overtime. 63-61.
Trying to get me in trouble.
What a ball game and what an ending. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll wrap this one up. But Collins wins it here in overtime. 63-61. You've been listening to high school basketball. Here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
This has been Rockets Basketball on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. The game was proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Stand by, the post-game show is next on the home of the Rockets, Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLN Radio.com.